From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. Forests are often bone dry at the end of the hot summer, when dusty leaves of poison ivy and wild grapevines display the first crimson tinge of fall. Underground yellowjacket hornet nests reach their maximum annual size and ferocity beneath brushy fields and woodlands. The papery hornet nests are packed with nutritious, fat, and protein-rich larvae. The grubs are defended aggressively by agitative worker hornets that will soon lie dead after the first hard freeze. Yellowjacket larvae are a food source for grub eaters, black bears, and skunks. By night, skunks and bears sniff out the hornet nests and unearth tasty hornet larvae. At dawn's light, you will find a wreckage of shredded gray paper nest and dead hornets whose stingers pulsed ineffectually in the thick fur and tough hide of the nocturnal raiders. Hornet nests are a concentrated source of nutritious fats and proteins, particularly important for mammals preparing to lie dormant over several months of impending winter. Ground hornets typically become most aggressive in late summer when the nests are full of larvae. In dry years, adult yellowjackets seem particularly ornery and swarm aggressively in collective defense of nests at the slightest provocation. The scent of stinger venom further infuriates hornets, who suddenly seem as thick as mosquitoes. Standard operating procedure is to scream, "Bees, run!" in a cartoon-like cliche, hands waving while pursued by the angry swarm. My maternal grandfather, an old Swedish woodsman, had been known to call the ground hornets jello-jackets. Like their stings, that's sort of funny now, taken in hindsight. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.